Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Two former members of the administration of Boston Mayor Marty Walsh are facing the threat of lengthy prison sentences. A federal jury in Boston has found City Tourism Director Kenneth Brissett guilty of conspiracy and extortion. Jurors found City Intergovernmental Affairs Chief Timothy Sullivan not guilty of extortion, but guilty of conspiracy. The two were charged with forcing the organizers of a music festival to hire union labor, favored by Mayor Walsh. We'll examine the political impact for Mayor Walsh in a moment, but first, WBUR reporting fellow Jerome Campbell outlines the verdicts.
Kenneth Brissett and Timothy Sullivan resigned shortly after the verdict. Prosecutors say the two men implicitly threatened the music promoter that set up Boston Calling to hire union workers by withholding festival permits. U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Andrew Lelling says the verdict shows those actions crossed the line.
At the end of the day, you can't threaten people with economic catastrophe to get them to do something they are not legally obligated to do. That line isn't so hard to see and stay away from.
But lawyers for Brissett and Sullivan are not ready to concede their clients crossed any line. The defense team plans to fight on through its motion for acquittal on all charges. The judge has not ruled on that motion and has asked for briefs from both sides. Thomas Kiley is the lawyer for Timothy Sullivan.
The fight continues. As you know, the judge held open our motions for judgment of acquittal. We will be briefing that. We'll be briefing that with an intention to win.
The judge could rule on the acquittal motion within a month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jerome Campbell.